This is Lisa. I am one of the reference librarians and the assistant director for reference. This is part two of the library audio tour. After saying goodbye to the staff at the circulation desk, head to your right to the desk by the stairs and say hello to the reference librarian sitting at the desk. Press pause until you get there. The reference librarian is here to answer any and all of your questions regarding research, where to find people, how to use services, and just about anything else you can think of. All of the reference librarians have JDs, so we know what you are going through in law school. You will find a reference librarian here most weekdays from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. You will find details about reference librarian hours on the library's homepage. While looking at the homepage, click on the Law Library blog called the Virtual Cat's Eye View. On the blog, you will find lots of good research tips, websites, and current events in the library. Please add your comments to the blog and let us know what you think. Just to the left of the reference desk is one of our handout racks. Please help yourself. One particularly useful handout, especially for your first year legal writing assignment, is Orienting New Law Students. This and many of our other handouts are also available on the library's website. If you have any questions about the library's website, ask the reference librarian. Okay, now we are ready to walk. Say goodbye to the reference librarian and walk just a little bit to your right. This is the reading room. You will see three sections of stacks. The section furthest to the left contains the basic federal materials. Remember, there are concurrent jurisdictions you must think about, federal and whatever state you are in. Walk past the reference desk to the first book stack in this federal section. You will see sets that contain the federal statutes in stack numbers 33 and 34. The stack numbers are on the wood panels on the side of the stacks, slightly above eye level. Press pause until you get there. These statutes contain the laws passed by Congress and signed by the President. The United States Code Annotated, known as USCA for short, is a maroon set in stack 34 and is where most lawyers look for federal statutes. Walk forward to stack numbers 34 and 35, where you will see the U.S. Supreme Court cases. The United States Supreme Court is, of course, the highest court in the federal system. As you continue to walk to stack number 36, you will see the Federal Reporter. The Federal Reporter is where you will find cases from the Courts of Appeals. Continuing straight in stacks 37 and 38, the Federal Supplement is shelved. This set contains the cases from the Federal District Courts. Federal cases are first brought to the Federal District Courts. If they are appealed, they are appealed to the Courts of Appeals. After being heard in the Courts of Appeals, if they are appealed again, they go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Continue straight ahead. At the end of this row of stacks, in stack 40 on the side closest to the window, you will find the Federal Digest. The Federal Digest is essentially a subject index for federal cases. If you need to find federal cases on a certain topic, for example, freedom of speech, you would look in the Federal Digest. You can, of course, also do this research online on Lexis and Westlaw. We will be talking more about these services later in the tour. Now, go to the next group of stacks in the middle of the room towards stack number 48. Press pause until you get there. These stacks contain our basic New York materials. On your left, closest to the window in stacks 48 and 47, you will find New York treatises. A treatise is just a fancy word for a title, which can sometimes be many volumes, on a particular subject written by an expert in that field. Treatises are great places to research in order to get in-depth treatment on a topic. Continue walking straight away from the window, and in stack 46, you will see an extensive blue set called New York Jurisprudence. New York Jur, as it's known for short, is an encyclopedia of New York law. This is a really great place to start your research when you do not know anything about a topic. Walk a few steps, and on the other side of stack 46, you will see a large, darker red set called the New York Digest 4th. Similar in function to the Federal Digest, this is a subject index to New York cases. So, if you need to find cases on New York child custody law, for example, you would look in the New York Digest. Continue walking toward the reference desk. In stacks 45 to 43, you will see the sets containing New York cases. The lowest court in New York is known for some strange reason as the Supreme Court. Why New York calls its lowest court level, which is a trial court level, the Supreme Court is a mystery. The highest court level in New York is the Court of Appeals, also a confusing name. So, in New York, a case is first brought to the Supreme Court. If it's appealed, it goes to the appellate division, and if it is appealed again, it goes to the Court of Appeals. Keep walking toward the reference desk. In stacks 43 and 42, you will see the New York Supplement, called New York Sup for short. New York Sup, you will find cases from all levels of the New York courts. New York Sup gives you some summaries called headnotes and other research aids called key numbers. You will learn more about these in legal writing. Keep walking toward the reference desk. In stack 41, you will find the New York statutes. The black set on the side nearest the reference desk in stack 41 is called McKinney's and is where most lawyers go to look up New York statutes, which are passed by the New York legislature and signed by the governor. Now walk to the reference desk and turn to the left and walk toward the public safety desk. On your left, you will see one last group of stacks in the reading room. This is our legal reference area. Walk over to the stacks nearest the circular glass wall to stack 49. Press pause until you get there. In stacks 49 to 50, you will find American Law Reports, also known as ALR. You will learn more about ALR in legal writing. Continue walking forward. In stack 51, you will find the decennial digests. These are subject indexes to the cases from all 50 states and federal cases. Walk forward. In stack 52, you will find a green set on one side and then a blue set mostly on the other side. Both of these are legal encyclopedias. The green set is called American Jurisprudence, or AMJUR, and the blue set is called Corpus Juris Secundum, or CJS. Both of these are legal encyclopedias, just like New York Jurisprudence, except they discuss the laws in all 50 states and federal law, not just New York. These encyclopedias are great places to start your research and get a basic introduction to the law and terminology you will need for your research. Turn around so that your back is to the window and stack 52 is on your left. Walk forward toward the reference desk. Press pause until you get there. To the left of the reference desk, you will see a set of stairs. Go down those stairs. Press pause until you get to the bottom of the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, go through the door. Tony, another reference librarian, will pick up from there.